This is JIS News. Coming up, contract signed for construction of Helsha Bridge, NSWMA taking steps to improve governance and service delivery, and diaspora members to give back for day of service. The news in detail after this message.
The Companies Office of Jamaica, COJ, wants you to get compliant. If you have outstanding annual returns, want to remove your company from the register, or close your business name, take advantage of the COJ's two-month amnesty. Access reduced fees on selected services. Remove companies in arrears for a flat fee of $10,000. File annual returns for $3,000 each, and close business names for only $2,000. And it gets better. All late fees and penalties are waived for annual returns. Stop the delinquency. Get compliant. Come in today. The Companies Office of Jamaica Amnesty, May 4 to June 30. Call 908-441-9224 for details.
Now the news. Residents of Port Moore, St. Catherine will benefit from the construction of a new bridge in Helsha within the next 6 months. A $69 million contract has been signed with YP Seaton and Associates for the construction of the bridge. State Minister for Transport Works and Housing Richard Azan says the bridge, to be completed by the end of this year, will create ease of access to residents of Helsha.
We're hoping that before the end of June, we can start some construction on the project. That is something that we are going to work with to make sure that we monitor the project and able to finish on time.
Minister Azan was speaking at a contract signing ceremony in Port Moore, St. Catherine on Tuesday. Chairman of the Board of the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, Dennis Chung, says the agency will be working to create a proper governance structure for the benefit of the public. Speaking at a press conference Tuesday, Mr. Chung informed that coming out of a recent retreat, the board identified 14 issues it will address over the next 6 to 12 months. Among the issues to be addressed are corporate governance and legal structure, financial management, which includes bringing audited financials up to date, and proper management and preventative measures at disposal sites.
We're very aware of the commitment that we have to the public, and we'll be taking steps in short order to improve as much as we can within the constraints of our resources immediately. The garbage collection, enforcement, and cleanliness. We will do everything that we can to improve the service and the image of the NSWMA.
Mr. Chung says the agency is committed to improving transparency and accountability and welcomes the feedback of the public. The United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, is expected to decide later this month if Jamaica's Blue and Jonquil Mountain should receive World Heritage status. That topic will be up for discussion at UNESCO's 39th session of the World Heritage Committee, June 28 to July 8 in Bonn, Germany. Youth and Culture Minister Lisa Hanna will be leading Jamaica's delegation to the committee. In a presentation to attendees at the Jamaica Diaspora Conference on behalf of Minister Hanna, Junior Foreign Affairs Minister Arnaldo Brown said two additional heritage sites were being considered.
We also want you to know that the Port Royal Underwater Archaeology and the Civil Heritage Park have also been recommended and are currently on a tentative list for induction as World Heritage Sites.
World Heritage Site status will indicate that a particular heritage site is of universal value and should be protected for future generations. And the Biennial Jamaica Diaspora Conference has for the first time formally included humanitarian and community-driven projects into its activities. The projects are being supported by diaspora members and organizations. This was done at the sixth staging of the conference, now underway. It involves a day of service and will see members of the Jamaican diaspora partnering with local organizations on several projects on June 18.
There will be a public health component, there will be a health component, and there is an agricultural piece, and there will be an education component. So it's quite extensive.
President of the Jamaican Diaspora Canada Foundation, Valerie Steele. 9 organizations are implementing 16 registered projects across 6 parishes, St. James, Hanover, St. Catherine, St. Thomas, St. Mary, and St. Anne. The 6th Biennial Jamaica Diaspora Conference runs from June 13 to 18 at the Montego Bay Convention Center. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.